Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Previously on A New Winter, and as I looked closely, I realised that I knew the girl. I knew who it was. It was Kate Stockwell. This is episode 19 of A New Winter. Someone had clearly been watching Kate Stockwell for a while. I guess from the photos it had been over the course of 5 years, maybe. The whole wall was littered with photos. Then I noticed five brown cardboard boxes stacked into two piles in the corner. I opened the top one and found even more photos, all mixed together from different locations and times. But buried within there were other items. Strange things. Used toothbrushes, clumps of hair, and what I presumed to be worn underwear. I felt a gurgle in my stomach. This was the hallmark of a person obsessed. I dared not open the rest of the boxes, but next to the projector there was an open box, films with notes scrawled crudely with a black marker on the side. I looked inside and saw William James, Brighton, 45, and one of the 8mm films. William and James, birthday 46, was another. And the more I looked, the more I saw that nothing seemed to be labelled past 1950. There also seemed to be reels of what looked like audio. James plays piano. Interview with William, James and Bob the Bear. I dared not touch any more of this, and whoever was here was clearly disturbed, and by the looks of it, had been here a while. Just then the projector and the music stopped, and I was shrouded in darkness. But what sent a chill down my spine was that I could hear footsteps upstairs, moving slowly, in what I thought was where I'd slept. Whomever it was looking for me. I crept up the staircase slowly, but as soon as I did so, the noise was just too loud for me to continue. It was lucky that whomever it was upstairs hadn't heard that small creak at the first step. I took another look around and I saw the small window that led to the outside world. It was just big enough for me to crawl through. I climbed up and opened it, trying carefully and silently to escape. As I pulled myself through, the snow seemed to offer more silence, absorbing the darkness down there. making it innocent again. I got myself to my feet and turned around to see a figure in the doorway. A thin figure, cloaked in the shade of the building, motionless. I took a few steps back and I felt my feet give way. I fell backwards and then everything went dark. I passed out. I awoke as the sun was going down. I could feel my face was icy cold and tiny droplets of snow were falling onto me. I began to remember that I'd fallen backwards and saw that I'd been covered in a large duvet, which was strange enough until I realised that I was lying on top of something, tough and hard. I turned my head and I saw the back of a skull. I screamed loudly and then, remembering what had happened, muffled my cries. I was laying on top of the dead children I'd found on the way inside. And even more strangely, someone had thrown a duvet down on me. Luckily, it kept the falling snow off me at the very least. I looked around and there was a rope hanging down into this mass grave. Was this someone trying to help me? I climbed out and I saw the rope was tied to a nearby tree. Had this perhaps always been there? I looked back at the house and then from the small window I climbed out of only hours before, I heard the children laughing again. And on top of it, I could hear a man laughing along with it.
If you enjoy the show, please leave a review on your podcast platform of choice. For more info, including how you can support the show, please visit anewwinter.com. Thank you for listening to A New Winter.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.